Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer. And this week, we're hearing from Patricia Boyd, owner of Sheer Creations. Hi, and welcome.
Hello there. Hello there. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, thank you. Yes. Excited to have you on. Tell me about your salon. How long have you been in business?
So Sheer Creations I've been in business 38 years. I went into cosmetology school straight out of high school, and I started my business 12 months later. And so I've been in business 38 years, and I've owned my salon about 22 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great longevity.
Yes.
And so what got you started in the beauty industry? You said you went to cosmetology school, but what made you decide to pursue that?
Well, what made me pursue it is as a child, I loved playing with my family's hair, my dolls, you know, growing up, you know, you get these Christmas toys and these long hair dolls, and I love playing with hair. And so my mom actually inspired me to go to cosmetology school because my senior year, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And she just said, go to cosmetology school, see what happens, and voila, here we are 38 years later. And I love what I do.
That is a testament, I think, to knowing what you want to do and just going for it.
Yes.
and sticking with it and, you know, coming up on 40 years of just doing what you love. And you can tell you're
yes.
excited about this
yes.
and it's your passion. I wish. So I had dolls just like that with long hair, but I had a sister who would chop all their hair off. So I never got to do their hair for very long before she really destroyed my dolls.
That's funny.
But businesses this year, and probably always, you've been in business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You've had to have a lot of tenacity, a lot of innovation, but especially this year,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
can you tell me how you've adapted?
So it was a little challenging. First of all, since I've been in business for so long, the business went from actually myself being a cosmetologist stylist to me mentoring other stylists. And so as the years went by, you know, I just know that, you know, it's all about the next generation. So I, at the beginning of the year, was planning to open up my own school. So I went from stylist to mentor to now I need to open up a school so that I can really pour into the next generation. And then COVID hit. And so with the salon setting, well, of course, it kind of delayed some things, but we're still moving forward. But with the salon setting, we had to adjust our client, the way we schedule clients, the way we do business. So for a normal, regular salon setting, we may schedule 3 or 4 clients at a time. Because of certain styles, you can kind of work it. We have assistants here. We have 7, 12 stylists, you know, in the salon. So we had to readjust. So we had to change the way we schedule ourselves, our business, our clientele, the seniors especially. We were mindful about putting them on the slower days.
Mm-hmm.
And so financially, it's been challenging. Because when we first shut down, our salon was broken into 3 times. Vandalism with all that stuff going on. So we, you know, we went from working, moving forward to having to shut down. And then we had to deal with the break-ins, boarding up the mm-hmm. business, you know. The only way we make money is, you know, doing hair. So mm-hmm. we had to become innovative and creative. So some of the things that we did, we started selling products online. more so we sell them in the salon, but we really push the products online and deliver products to our clients. And, you know, it was just a challenge, period. Mm-hmm. But we don't give up, no matter what. We're not going to give up. We just keep moving forward. God is good. We were able to go back to work, you know, follow the guidelines, rules, and regulations, and our clientele increased. Actually, our clientele increased, and it's a sad way it increased because some of the stylists died during the pandemic. Oh my God! And so, from other salons, and so we were. It was a sad thing, but we were able to take their clientele, and so you know it's been up and down. A little challenging, but we just know we're going to get through this thing. Yes.
There are a few things in there that I could think of that would have stopped many businesses from reopening. One of the things you said, which was being vandalized and broken into. And so you're in the middle of this closure, and then your shop gets broken into. And what was your first step to even start to rebuild after that?
Thank God. I have to say this. My faith in God that no matter what, he's going to get me through it. So I first just stood on that God has my back no matter what. I didn't even say this, that some of the stylists didn't come back afterwards. And so we didn't know how things were going to, you know, pan out. But we just trusted that, you know, we have a real strong and unified team, and they just kept encouraging me, Pat, we're gonna make it, let's just keep moving forward. We would call each other and encourage each other every day, and you know, we got through it, but it was challenging. You know, my first thought process was, oh my God, you know, after 38 years, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I did say that.
Sure. You think, I've been in this long enough. I don't need to do this anymore.
I said, I'm done. But then I said, how can I give up? I can't give up because so many people rely on me. That's how I feel. So many stylists, like my salon is the type of salon that we actually take students from cosmetology school, help them build their skill level, their confidence level, and get them up and running. Most salons want you already there. That's our focus. That's our heart. And so I was like, no, I can't just give up because of a situation. So I just got to move forward and figure this thing out. And I know it's going to work out. Yeah.
I think with your hard work and the joy that you bring to it, I can't see anything stopping you from accomplishing what you want. But I think another thing that you said that's really important is about mentoring the next generation. And for any business, you know, eventually you want to retire. So it's nice to have people in place who you can trust and who have the skills. So what instilled in you this idea that mentoring was so important?
Oh, I'm glad that you said that. You asked me that because when I first started, as soon as I graduated from high school, I went straight into a salon. So I went around the area just to see which salon would best fit me. And the one that I chose was, it was called the Perma Hut. I'm dating myself with it. The Perma Hut. Anyway, the owner, when she took me in, it was unbelievable. She took me. I had no clientele. She brought me in. She treated me as if I were like her child. So she helped me. She trained me. She poured into me. And I just really think that it was an impartation from her spirit, her giving, her mentorship to me. And that I had to, like, maybe the next year I started actually operating like her, hiring a shampoo assistant, training her, helping her develop, encouraging her to finish school. And, you know, so it, I really just think it was an impartation from my first salon owner that really blessed me. Yeah.
So do you still have plans to open that school?
Or? Yes, I'm excited. Even though they're talking about closing us out, I'm not thinking about that. I'm so excited because the beauty industry is just my passion. I love to, first, I love to see the women, you know, the change when we do their hair and their eyebrows. It's like life for them. Some of them come in, they're down and out. We're able to, you know, just kind of lift them up through encouragement and, you know, just a lot of ways that we empower and help to make women feel better. And so, you know, it's just what I love to do. So I just can't see myself doing anything else. So I'm just going moving forward. I know that the next generation needs us. I gotta say this. They are very different. I have hired them all throughout these 30 years. And most of them are not loyal and dedicated to anything. I'm just saying. So through my school, I want to encourage them and train them and build them up and help them realize that this one career could take them so far. You know, they job hop, they go to school, they finish, and then they go work at Walmart. You know, they end up getting a license, and then they go and do something totally different. And I just want to be the one to encourage them to stay on the road to the success that they can have.
So, to not give up when it gets tough.
To not give up.
Yes. And to stick with it.
Yes, yes.
Well, I can say the importance that I know in talking with my sisters and my mother when we were all in the isolation and quarantine, that our hair was the biggest topic, I think, of conversation. We couldn't wait to just get out and get back to a salon. And the stylist that I went to, she said, you know, I thought, are people going to want to spend money on this when there's so, you know, there's so much struggle and people are losing their jobs? And I said, if you would have talked to any of your sisters, you would have known that that's the first priority when they got out of isolation or the lockdown.
Yes, yes. Believe it or not, we were getting calls like, well, can I come over to your house? Can you come to my house? I mean, it's crazy, but that's just how we are. We want to look good and feel good all at the same, even in a pandemic.
Even in a pandemic, because I think, you know, that feeling of you present yourself on the outside and it makes you feel good on the inside.
Yes.
Really. So you've shared a lot of lessons learned in your 38 years of doing business. So what advice, one piece or maybe a couple of pieces that you would give to someone who's just starting out?
So the first thing I would say is make sure it's something that whatever you're doing, make sure that you have passion for it, that it's purposeful, that you love what you're doing no matter what, whether you're getting paid or not, because that really keeps you on that road. It's just what you love to do no matter what. The other thing I would say is to stay focused. Try not to keep business and friendship separate. That's the main thing. You know, you may have friends, but keep the business and the friendship separate. Stay focused and continue getting information through whatever, webinars or whatever, to stay relevant. Stay relevant. Yes, that's what I would say.
So what things, either in the community or in your industry, do you do to stay up to date on current trends and stay relevant?
Okay, so what we did, I'm just going to say, probably before the pandemic, we would always go to the big hair shows, the main hair shows. We're connected to some beauty associations, so they're always sending us emails and video footages of new styles and up-and-coming things. Product knowledge, we try to stay current with the next or the best product products that we can use for our clients through distributors and even for me, over the years, I would host classes for stylists, for product knowledge, haircutting classes, just different classes, just to stay up to date so that, you know, you won't get lost in the, you know, trend. Yeah.
And have you found that there are resources here in Northwest Indiana that help support your business?
Yes, there are. And we were so thankful with this pandemic, because Legacy, they were such a blessing to us during the, you know, the pandemic. Some of the SB, well, I'm just going to say our local community, a lot of different services and not-for-profits helped us. They poured into us. They gave us, you know, things that we probably wouldn't have, you know, even thought about getting. So it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. Yes.
Well, I thank you, Patricia, for joining. And can you tell people how they can find out more about your salon and making an appointment?
Yes. My salon is Sheer Creations Beauty Salon. We're located at 4195 Cleveland Street, Gary, Indiana, 46408. Our telephone number is 219-238-7171. And we're open Monday through Saturday. Just give us a call. We're working on some other things, our new website and Facebook page and all that. So just give us a call. We would love to service you.
Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.